Of course, we're just 2 days away from one of my favorite occasions in the year, Halloween. And children who are going door to door this Halloween are in for a big treat if they find themselves near Government House on Military Road. Judy Foote, the Lieutenant Governor of the province, is welcoming trick-or-treaters this year and has made sure that the experience is going to be an accessible one. Her Honor, Judy Foote, joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Darylin.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Who are you hoping to see at your door this Halloween?
Well, all kinds of ghosts and witches and different cartoon characters. It's really important, though, I must say, when you talk about COVID-19, how important it is to practice safety first. So we will follow all of the guidelines by Dr. Janice Fitzgerald for a safe and happy Halloween. So we're going to encourage want people to come by, but as when we do so, we're telling them they must wear masks. So to come into Government House, which is the way anyway, what we've been practicing since COVID-19, is that inside where you can't really physical distance to the extent that you would like to, we're asking everyone to wear a mask. And we know how important it is not to be handling treats. So the staff here, Wendy and Rachel, have in fact decorated the entrance to Government House. So it's a bit scary, but it's also fun. But they put in place a scary tree. So all of the treats will be hanging from the tree. And children will be encouraged one by one to come in and take their own treat from the tree.
That is so wonderful. In doing all this, being totally accessible at Government House, what type of experience are you trying to create?
Well, we want it to be one where children can enjoy Halloween. We know that it's been a scary time for a lot of people, but particularly children when they can't do things that they normally would be able to do. We want them to know that you can still have fun, but be safe. We also want to make sure, as you mentioned, that children who have disabilities know that they still can enjoy Halloween as well. And we started this last year. I saw a story on one of the news stations out of PEI, actually, where they had these accessibility signs. They were provided by REMAX. So I contacted REMAX here in Newfoundland and Labrador and asked if they could provide the same signs for us. And they tracked them down in PEI and sure enough provided the accessibility signs. So parents will know when they walk past or through the grounds of Government House that it is accessible and children can come. And we did have children last year come in wheelchairs.
And, Your Honor, I was there when you started that. And I actually had photos on file of the signage, so I did tweet an image of that. But, I mean, why is this so important to you?
Well, I think it's always important to make sure that people feel that they can enjoy themselves. We know that it's a difficult time, but children in particular, and parents, of course, because parents are kind of in a difficult place, too, because they want to make sure that their children are kept safe. So we wanted to, when we discussed it here, continue to have Halloween, but always, always practice what Dr. Fitzgerald has preached, and is make sure that it is safe. So we had to do everything that was required of us, ensuring that children, again, were able to select their own treat, that we not pass out treats. We will be there. His Honor and I will be there in costume because we want it to be a fun time for children.
Okay, you just said it. I was going to ask you if you're going to dress up. What will you be dressing up as? Can you reveal?
Well, that's going to be a surprise for the children. Last year we had fun, and the year before we had fun, and it was so exciting when the children came in. And, you know, they're a little, first when they come into Government House, they're kind of looking around because we have so many decorations. But it is fun when they come in and they feel comfortable coming up to us and getting their treats. But this year we'll encourage them to go to the scary tree, to take their treat off the tree. But we have to move them through quicker this year because, of course, we can only allow in one at a time, again, practicing safety. And we will have an aide-de-camp with us who will make sure that if we have a lineup outside of Government House, that the line will be kept moving.
Oh, Your Honor, thank you so much for taking time to speak with the VOCM Morning Show. What time can trick-or-treaters start to show up?
At 4 p.m., and we will go until 7.
All right, I'm marking that down. Thank you so much for taking time, and you have a happy Halloween.
And you too.
There you go. That is Her Honor, the Lieutenant Governor of the province, Judy Foote, speaking about an accessible Halloween experience that's coming to Government House on Saturday.